hates Ed.
Yes, GPM.
Let me tell you about that time I started a streaming website, and then we all went down to Florida together.
I remember this stream website. Almost like I met these chuckle fucks from it.
Yeah. Almost like almost. All of us met each other there.
Yeah.
Well, except for me and you, who are brothers in real life.
No.
Wait, are we? I would say we really met each other via the fine streaming emporium hosted by our very own best friend, GPM.
Yeah,
aka Alex.
Make sure you...
aka Big Money Twitch Celebrity.
Make sure you refer to me as best friend GPM at all times going forward from now on.
Yes, best friend GPM.
Yes, best friend GPM.
As we gravel at the foot of this mountain.
God. So,
real talk, I was fucking surprised because I left to go to Japan, and then I think you like sent me a message, or I saw you on Twitter, and you had like 8,000 followers or some shit. I was like, oh, wait, what the fuck? GPM's popular?
It's hardly.
That asshole?
That asshole that banned me?
I only got banned once.
I don't even... Dude...
We all got banned once.
If you want to ask me about the the intricacies of everything that happened at Dadstream, even I don't fucking know everything.
So basically, on that note, what we are referring to is back in the wild, wild west of internet streaming, back in the glory days when people had 20 viewers and just random garbage on their live stream, like. How many years ago is it now at this point?
So I started Dadstream officially, and this is before you guys came in the late year of 2008. I believe it was
2000 and late.
Yeah, exactly. 2000 late. It was around, I think, August, I believe, is when the stream anniversary is. I could be wrong about this. But this is even before, like, Livestream and Mogulus. I did... Let me tell you how jank streaming used to be. Okay, so this is before, like, XSplit, OBS, Procaster, all that bullshit. So, we used a service called Ustream, which is still live to this day, but I think IBM bought it out for whatever fucking reason, because they wanted to cash in on something streaming-related.
That Twitch money.
Yeah, hardly. So I downloaded a piece of software some of you might be familiar with called Webcam Max. And this was the only way you could get, you know, like, screen region off your desktop. So I had to download this virtual webcam program, and then I didn't have a, there was, like, no way to, like, route your computer audio into anything streamable, or at least I didn't have anything like that. You would need, like, an external sound card at the time. So what I did is my monitor had a built-in webcam and microphone. So I just turned up my speakers really loud and then had my microphone pick up my speakers. And the very first game...
Did you add, like, a unregistered HyperCam 2 manually in the corner?
No, I didn't. But there
seems
was,
to be about that level
of quality.
There was,
like, a big, like, Webcam Max logo over the fucking stream. I think I later got, like, a pirated version of it, so I didn't show up. But, yeah, and my very first stream was The Oregon Trail. And it's a game that's held a very special place in my heart. The reason I got the idea to do that was because back in the quote-unquote good old days of V, people used to do Oregon Trail threads, and they would just, like, post images or whatever.
You would just boot up the game and then, you know, make a thread on 4chan and, you know, ask people in the thread what you wanted to name people, and then eventually people started going, hey, I could just do this live.
Yeah, and I like to say I was the first person to do that, but...
No.
The reason I got, like, to do streaming in general was I think some guys on V posted a link to their Ustream, or it might have been their Justin TV, where they, like, recorded themselves. Yeah, where they, like, had a webcam pointed themselves probably playing Halo, and then they went to go get Taco Bell and then left their stream on for, like, 30 minutes. I was like, oh, I could probably do this.
So it was like a camcorder let's play, but live.
The multiple times.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So yeah, I did a little bit of that on Ustream at the time, and then this new service started rolling around called Mogulus. And let me tell you, fucking Mogulus was the good shit back in the day. This is around, like, early 2009 at this point. I created the Mogulus account. I think it was gay_purple_man_streamin, streamin.
That's good.
Was gay purple man
no,
taken?
No, I just wanted something that represented streaming, I guess. Or I don't, it might have been something like that.
That's right, because you, similar to me, you took your name from like an already existing thing and then just kind of got stuck with it.
Yeah. Do you want me to talk about the gay purple man username?
Oh, please do. Please do. I've actually never heard this one.
Okay, so in that same vein, around that same year, probably earlier in the year, let me give you a frame of reference. I'm around 13 in 2008. Just kind of
right now,
right now
around
I am 13 years old. But no,
I started streaming when I was 3.
Yeah, I've been in it for a while. No, yeah. So, back in like late 07, early 08 on V, they started getting these ads for this porn comic site, which is still up today, called Slipshine. And it's like a collection.
Oh shit!
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yes, and it's like it's a collection of artists who do a lot of porn related mags. And
hey, wait a second, GPM.
Yes.
4chan is only usable by those of us who are over 18 years of age.
Yeah. Listen, are you saying that
accessed 4chan before your 18th birthday?
I did some bad shit, man. Okay.
That's against the fucking rules.
Oh, God. All of us did. Like, I don't think anybody on 4chan... I don't think anybody on 4chan in 2008 was above the age of 18.
So, I was literally 18 in 2008.
Shut up, Grandpa.
Fuck you.
Hold on. So a little side tangent about this. You guys remember the trip code user Donkey Kong, right? Who just posts Donkey Kong images?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So he is actually now a member. He actually does a comic with, I believe, either his girlfriend or his fiance or wife, and is a part of the Slipshine Network and does a comic for them.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he...
Wasn't he so bad that, like, his trip got permabanned, and if people put it on, they got banned?
Well, it's like, he didn't even really do anything bad. It's just, like, it was just top-quality shitposting at that time.
Wait, so using a trip code is bad to begin
with?
Well,
yes. Oh, trip codes are for losers, is, I believe, what the phrase was.
Secure trip codes are for jerks.
Yeah, that's what it was. Thank you. But anyway, yeah, off of that side tangent. One of these comics, and my friend actually found me the original Gay Purple Man comic... that I spent years trying to find again. It was this ad, and I'm sure you could probably put this in your show notes or somewhere, but it was this banner, and it was this very large, buff, muscular purple man, and he had this shit-eating grin on him with, like, spiked blonde hair, and the quote was, "Come to Slipshine, we have things the ladies like. For instance, penises," was the quote. And so...
What did he mean by this?
And so everybody on... it was mostly like Co-V and then a little bit on D, I'm pretty sure. Mostly V took off with it. Weird. Thought this was fucking ridiculous. And they dubbed him the Gay Purple Man. Turns out the actual comic is totally not homosexual in the slightest. And it's actually kind of a little fucked up. There's a lot of abuse that this guy does to some girl in it. It's not cool, actually.
Wait, so you're...
It's perfect stream name.
You're telling
perfect
me stream that name a material. Comic on Slipshine, which is a collective porn website, is a little fucked up? Color me surprised, JPM.
Color you purple, perhaps?
Oh, I don't want to be colored purple.
But no, yeah... And
maybe that's what it does!
Oh, fuck. You may be right. But no, yeah, so everybody took off with this guy. Because he was just fucking ridiculous. Everybody hated these Slipshine ads because they were really dumb and nobody liked them. Eventually, I think they had to cut the deal with Slipshine at the time. But everybody was actually super bummed that Gay Purple Man was gone. And so fucking...
Bring back that ad in particular.
Yeah. And so 13-year-old me was like, all right, I've never really posted on V before. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to adopt the trip code of Gay Purple Man. And post in this goodbye thread.
Ooh, smart decision.
Yeah, and post in this goodbye thread and being like, I'll miss you guys, or whatever. And, like, so I started, like, basically role-playing as Gay Purple Man in
a
way.
No.
It wasn't really role-playing, but...
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, and so I was like, alright, whatever, that was fun. So I was like... Anyway, and then a few months passed, I'm like, okay, I want to do the streaming thing. I already sort of established this Gay Purple Man sort of identity. Maybe I can use this...
This persona.
Yeah, this persona, you could say. to leverage viewers to come to my place or whatever. So I was like, hey guys, Gay Purple Man's back. I'm doing streaming. But I couldn't talk because I'm 13 years old and my voice is really high. So yeah, and then I started all that stuff. And then to come back around to where I was originally talking about, Mogulus happened. And this website was really, really cool. You could upload videos straight from YouTube. Like, you could just punch in, like, a YouTube link, and it would just download off of their servers, like, pretty instantly. They didn't really have any of their own streaming software at the time. They recommended you download this pretty complicated program. It was called Flash Media Encoder. It was this really convoluted, like, high-power program you needed, and you had to use a combination of a bunch of other different software to even, like, get screen recording on. It was a fucking mess. But I got it, and I got it working, and I made it work. And that was kind of the birth of DatStream at that point. After a little while under the... I think I, like, forgot the login for the Gay Purple Man streaming account. So I was like, what should I name the next one? So I was, well, and this was, like, around the time where V was calling everything, like, DatVidya and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just call it DatStream. And then that's sort of how that happened. Then I started...
The star was born.
And then I started adding anime to it, never streamed on that channel. And then a bunch of other people were like, hey, I can help you out. Why don't you add me as a streamer? And this man, his name was Apostrophes. He was the second guy I think I added. And then there was, after that was DCJ. And then those were the first two people I added as, like, quote-unquote moderators and content streamers. And then from there...
I remember them. I remember DCJ.
Yeah, DCJ.
I remember DCJ.
Yeah.
Moderator is a strong word for that.
Yeah, it wasn't really moderator. More it's just, like, we're just fucking doing shit on this channel because why the fuck not? And nobody knows what streaming really is around, like, early 2009. So, yeah.
Now, I've got an important question, GPM. Sure. When's Retardy?
Well, Retardy didn't really happen until 2010. So DatStream around like the summer of, was that 2010 that I did that?
It was like 2010, 2011.
Okay.
Because that's around when I started joining.
Yeah, so late to...
Because that's how stream too. I found Retardy first.
Yeah, that's how a bunch of people joined. Yeah, basically all that stuff happened. The community had like a mini fracture. And I was like, oh, fuck you guys. And so I just like stopped DatStream. Until like early 2010, I was like, I want to get back to streaming, and so I like brought it back, quote unquote. I was like, okay,
I remember that voice.
You brought it back as Mr. Plinkett, sure. Apparently.
Come to my web zone, I'll give you the Mario Party.
Oh, and to explain to those of you who haven't had the glory of what this is, what you do is, and this is a fantastic. Like, now that we're all actually above the age of 18 and 21, it's a fantastic drinking game.
It's a fantastic and also very dangerous drinking game.
You take any Mario Party game until, like, 9.
So, up to 6. And 6 has the worst AI. The original N64 ones, they're a little cheaty. Never use Peach. Yeah, Peach is broken.
And Mario on Easy is still, like, busted. Yeah. What you do is you take... all of the characters, you put them all on AI, you set them all to easy, and you make bets on who's going to win. And the AI make terrible decisions, it's hilarious.
It is so bad. It is absolutely terrible. I've seen some whack-ass shit. Okay, I specifically specialized in Mario Party 6, because that was, the one I ended up playing a lot on the GameCube. And this was around the time where I ended up getting a working jank-ass capture card set up. Like, it was my Wii going into a RF adapter where it would take composite in and then do RF out. And I had a TV tuner. I had a TV tuner inside my computer. So it was going from composite to RF into my fucking TV tuner. And that was my capture card setup. It was disgusting, but fuck, I made it work somehow. And
you want to talk about jank ass setups? The time that me and Daniel here streamed Stuntman.
Oh man!
We used a Rock Band microphone to record audio.
Hey man,
because it was pretty good. I think it's better than the microphone you're currently using.
And like, Frog Factions 2 actually recommends you use a Rock Band mic for one of their games.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, the Mario Tardy was something very, very special that I felt like I came up with the idea for. It was sort of what drew people into this new version of Datstream.
I think you definitely. So were you
the first one to do it, or the first that you're aware of? Because you never saw it before.
I was the first one that I was aware of. I was at least the first person making these threads on V, and bringing people in. And then, other people started making their own things, they were doing the older games on, Project N64 emulators, and that was fine, but they were, doing a bunch of, wacky, zany sound effects and stuff.
I tried watching a couple of those, and they were so bad.
Yeah, a lot of those memes sort of came out of that with those older ones. I just kept it straight and just, let the gameplay itself and kind of go for that. But
we did big old tournaments and shit.
Yeah, I ended up making this fucking ridiculous too, right? Tournament bracket for Mario Retardy. It was ludicrous.
I remember it was around the time when I was playing TF2 and I was into the black market for hats, and I sold it was a bunch of your items and a bunch of other people's items, and I made a prize pool and we had a big old tournament. I bought prizes for It was you chose whoever would win, and then I just choose people out of those characters.
I remember
characters
that. That was a little later on in the life cycle.
Yeah, that was
always
near
vote
the end.
Boo.
Yeah.
Always vote Boo.
Boo or Yoshi or Bowser Jr.
There is a one moment that lives in infamy in my mind. It was Daisy and Toadette.
Daisy and Toadette. We can link the picture in the show notes.
There is a picture, and I think it was either Toadette had zero stars or it might have been the other way around. Anyway, this was a map where you could easily get stars. Depending on, what day or night it was, coins cost different amount of coins. Stars cost different amount of coins. And this nighttime was,
it was the gambling plaza level.
It was the gambling
plaza.
And I think stars
in
cost,
Mario Party 6?
Yes, this is 6. Stars cost, either it was, 10 or 5 coins. It was fucking stupid. And so the AI, one of them has, 6 or 7 stars. One of them has, 0 or 2. And it's, near the end of the game. And I think it was the person who has the most stars. They end up landing on a chance time space. And they end up swapping their stars with Toadette. And they just end up with, absolutely nothing. And then it completely turns the game on its head.
Right. Ooh, that's gotta sting.
Here's the picture I'm posting in the chat for reference so you can see. Yeah, Daisy and Toadette must trade stars. Oh, I'm sure that stings.
I'm sure that stings. And if I remember, we just left it on that screen we just left it on that screen for a while the chat melted down.
My whole body
went fucking nuclear.
My whole being melted. But yeah, that kind of set off the sort of new Datstream. And then I had this other thing with Wind Waker I brought over from sort of the end of the old version of Datstream, where it was I cheated early to get this infinite hook shot that would let you hook onto any like an island that was at least a couple squares away if you aimed it right, and without any sword or shield or whatever, and that was something I did that brought in a bunch of people too. But it was mostly
what was it called? I don't remember. It had a name.
Oh, that was Gookshot.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. Kind of in retrospect, some bad naming conventions, but.
I thought it was called Gook Shot because it was
glitch hook shot.
It was literally somebody mistyped hook shot in the chat, and I was like, "Oh, that's
that's what I assumed it was."
She is right next to it.
Yeah,
wasn't actually meant to be a racial epithet, and that doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
because
again, for those listening, frame of reference, I'm fucking 15, 16 at this time, so I'm a fucking asshole around at this point. Yeah,
saying fuck elicits giggles.
Yeah,
so,
basically,
it still does.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, eventually, around this time period, the stream's expanding or whatever. I'm adding more and more people and. And then these two chuckle fucks show up, DJ Work Safety and Deadeye.
Hey,
that's
me.
They start
Deadeye 207. Don't forget the numbers.
Don't forget
that makes it real cool.
That's what it was. 207. I'm so sorry, Mr. Big Dick.
Please, Michael, this is where you got to do a podcast callback and say, please refer to me that from, you know, moving forward. Come on. Where is your comedy timing? We said best friend. We did the best friend GPM gag. You got to do a callback. It's like you never even done fucking podcast before. Okay, GPM,
say that again.
Big? Wait, hold on. wait, how do... I gotta... hold on, I'm just... Big Dick...
You take some notes. Big Dick
207, right? That's what it was.
Thanks, best friend GPM.
Alright, this joke's fucking awful. Moving on.
I know.
But yeah, no, so at the time we were looking for mods or... Okay, so everybody wanted to be mod and wanted to be a streamer on DatStream at this point, and it was more like, the way you got mod was like, either be really nice to GPM or keep bugging him until he breaks down and eventually just says, fuck it, and just adds you anyway. More often than not, it was the latter.
Yeah. But I think... I probably should never have been made a mod.
I think, but I think...
You were a mod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, like, you two guys were some of the few that I actually wanted to add at the time, because you had a, I think, like, I talked to you guys briefly, or, like, you had a good thing going in the chat, and you were, like, talking about streaming. I was like, oh, you guys got funny stories, why don't I add you on the stream? This will be a good hot brother dynamic. And the
hot, please don't call it that.
Hot brother dynamic.
Please don't. Oh my God.
What? You guys had, like, sort of like a Property Brothers thing going on.
Oh, I wish I was that guy. Wait, which one is who's who?
Okay, so there's Scott and then there's Evil Scott. Evil Scott is the one that wears the flannel is the evil one.
I want to be Evil Scott.
Fuck, I want to be Evil Scott.
And then there's the secret third brother, JD, that's never on the show, but they have a secret third brother.
He's locked in the basement.
He's like the secret third Solid Snake brother. He's like the Solidus.
Brother!
Yeah, basically. But no, yeah, and like I end up adding you guys, and you did like what, like three streams, and that was it?
Well, yeah, you guys did Stuntman, which is on YouTube. Mm-hmm. That video's on YouTube. Please, I'll probably link it.
It's so bad.
We did one stream together, which was Stuntman, mm-hmm. which everybody seemed to PS2. Really enjoy for some reason.
Shit was great.
It was fun. I had a lot of fun playing it. I think DJ, whatever. He streamed a couple other games too, but I never did anything else.
Didn't we do a League of Legends stream once?
I got so fucking mad because this was like when League was like not only taking over the internet, it was taking over my best friend's life, and then it started taking over everybody else in the stream's life. So I was very anti-League at the time.
You were ahead of the curve on that one.
Yeah, I was. I straight up banned like League and like MOBA streams in general because they were bad, and they were bad at the time. And the problem is everybody on DatStream gets so fucking angry at like everything. Like in like this is like League when was just trying to brew that really toxic, angry culture of fucking MOBAs. And so it's just like
to this day we still refer to, well, I guess Tad started it, but we still refer to as, oh, hold on, guys, I gotta go play League of Legends to taking a fat shit. I'll be right back. Yeah. I gotta go play League.
But yeah, no, that was around the, you guys did like a couple of things of that, but you never really streamed much together after that.
Yeah,
around the League time was when the whole scrub fight incident happened, which was fucking stupid.
Oh, jeez.
I think I came in when Pika Mitsu was doing shit. That was like right around there.
Oh yeah, that was the when he was doing his power hour. We got that guy his fight stick, and then he like sold it to GameStop like a month later.
What an asshole!
That was a dumb time. Whatever. That was like fucking years ago.
So what we can establish is that back in the day, streaming was way smaller, the communities were way more insular, and everything was fucking insane by today's standards.
People would have fucking stream wars and like try and fucking break each other's websites and like get on their shit, and it was just like...
We had actual hacker fights.
Yeah, it was like, you know, like when you watch CSI and then they're having a hack war, but that would happen.
I'm in.
One of our viewers got like held hostage by some German hacker, and like this actually happened. Isn't a CSI episode?
Yeah, we're in a CSI episode where they locked out our channel and put a Justin Bieber video on loop, so our channel would get locked by fucking Rick Stern.
Oh shit, that's right.
So I got this. Basically, on these old live stream channels, whenever somebody wasn't streaming, what you could set up was uploaded videos, like YouTube videos and things like that, to autoplay through the stream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even when nobody was streaming a game, people would still be in the chat just watching the videos and hanging out. It was more like the equivalent of a Discord chat today.
Yeah.
But
except there was like,
you know, whatever the actual content is in the background, and you're just talking about the YouTube videos.
And a little bit of a side note, this was when Mogulus turned into live stream, and they started to try and become a more professional streaming service, I should say. Because when they were in beta or whatever, they were known as Mogulus, and they didn't really give a fuck about what you uploaded. So we used to just have like whole movies, like we had the whole first season of Pokemon uploaded and all of Lucky Star uploaded, and then we would just watch it.
Yeah.
But
it was, those were the good days before you had to worry about things like copyright strikes and not uploading that sort of content.
Yeah.
Bring back Task
I remember Block. You had a separate stream called Dat Other Stream, and I remember you streamed Boku no Pico once.
Ooh, once. That one got banned fast.
Yeah, that was a time, all right.
Bring back Task Block.
No, never. God. Never.
It's the worst fucking block.
Never again.
Oh god, it was just.
But yeah, no. So yeah, and like around this time, livestream was like cracking down hard on copyright strikes or copyright shit. So like, if you had like music videos or whatever, which was fucking stupid, they would just like bring your channel down because they tried to like be this. They started to shift more into like trying to be a news platform. That's what they originally started out to be as, and I think eventually. I have a contact with somebody who used to work at Livestream that I'm eventually going to get a hold of and talk to them. But yeah, after doing some digging, they tried to brand themselves originally as this sort of mobile news program, and just like the gaming community, quote unquote, just sort of adopted this service for game streaming. And like, it was because like Justin TV wasn't really like anything at this time. Twitch TV didn't exist. And Justin TV wasn't that really great of a service around that time, so like most people use Livestream because hey, this has like YouTube shit, like, you know, everybody was just using Chatango for like a chat service, so whatever.
Hell yeah.
Man, I bet Livestream feels like a bunch of fucking idiots. They let that Twitch money, like they could have had that.
They got blockbustered.
Yeah, literally, like, they just did not invest hard enough in their gaming service. Like, their customer support was fucking shit. Anytime there was a problem with their site, nobody would fucking respond to you. They only responded to people who, like, paid for their premium service, which was, like, fucking, like, $300 or $400, and that service was, like, meant for these, you know, portable news broadcasting things, which is a fucking joke in this modern day, because you can just, like, start a fucking YouTube channel and then be considered a news source at this point. But, it was fucking wild. Like, Twitch just swept the rug under them, and then, like, it took us a while to even consider switching over to Twitch, because we were very much like, oh, this is, you know, not like how it used to be. And we're just gonna.
We were the old hardcore. Like, to the best analogy I can think of is, it's very much like the esports scene where you had new blood like MOBAs and things like that, and then you had the old diehards of the like fighting game community, mm-hmm. where any attempt to become more professional or more open to the public, more more PC or anything like that was just met with huge backlash because fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
We've been here since the jump. I'm not going to change anything. And in some ways that's great. In some ways you get some of the, you know, most straightforward content like that because you don't have any of those filters, mm-hmm. but at the same time you're also killing your own attempts at growth.
Exactly. And like, you know, if I made that jump earlier, like I could, who knows how many sick hot bucks I could be rolling. No, it's fucking, it's not true at all.
Right, but you know, but there was something special about the content that, like, there was something special about having a live stream of, like, you know, 40 concurrent people
absolutely.
With all this crazy shit happening in the background. Like, because obviously, you know, you go onto a random Twitch stream now where they've got like, you know, 10K viewers in them, and you're not going to, you know, become best friends with somebody that you met in the chat.
Yeah, and you're not going to have a meaningful conversation in the chat at all. That was the nice thing about, like, that's what, you know, like me and like what everybody else saw at the time was like, you know, it was sort of like a secret club mentality, but like at the time, you know, it felt like, oh, you know, this is just this like cool hangout zone for me and my like online friends to fuck around with. And, you know, and, you know, it was, it certainly was like, I've met like so many good people out of that fucking, you know, experience, like, you know, like you guys here, like I wouldn't have met you guys.
I mean, right, good people,
well, good in quotes, air I guess, quotes. Many, many air quotes.
Yeah, like, both, I mean, Alex, other Alex, it, podcast Alex, and I met the majority of our friends through that
and
stream.
And I'd like to say, you know, like, I made some dumb mistakes with that stream. Like, retrospect, I think Bleed Block is one of the worst things I ever did. And, you know, if,
it was so good,
if you guys want to talk about Bleed Block, feel free to fucking...
Okay, I got this. I
hell
got
yes.
This was my favorite shit. This was actually what got me to stick around. Like,
same.
You know, I was there for like, the Mario Party Block thing, and then immediately after it ends, with no provocation, like... With no lead up or anything, the stream just ends after the game ends. He doesn't even say goodbye or anything. And then just a barrage of like an hour of the most horrifying and weird YouTube videos just start playing with the explicit intent of filtering out any of the people who came there from like V or whatever other website. It's like, get out. If you can't deal with this, get out. We don't want you.
It was supposed to...
Show's over. Get out. Don't let the door hit you.
It was supposed to weed out the weak. Like, it would just be like videos of, like, spiders and shit. It was...
And a bunch of other, like, horrible cringe shit.
Yeah. It was
and,
bad.
And, like, foam on repeat for like...
Oh, God.
Days. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I
like,
remember you streamed foam for 24 hours, and I watched every goddamn minute of it.
This video.
I don't remember why.
I locked out all of the mods from the studio and just put the on loop.
We should link the foam. The foam video is 20 minutes.
By now, like, everybody knows what foam is at this point, but it was very much a
foam
video that circulated on, like, early V, and then those, like, you know, early live stream sort of days too.
It's so hard to watch. Even to this day, it is so hard to watch.
I'm so numb to that, man. You have no idea.
It's
I've become
funny,
so
like,
numb.
To be perfectly honest, this current podcast would probably not exist at all if it wasn't for Bleed Block at that stream.
So thank you, Foam.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank you, Foam, for existing, for bringing us all together.
Like, I met Rock and some other people from Datstream.
You know.
Whatever, yeah, Rock. But see, okay, see, this is the other thing. Like, I am literally incapable of saying Tad without, like, giving conscious effort to them.
Like, because for, like,
Tad
dude, 6 years.
Tad to me, he's Rock. Like, that's his name.
Yeah, and, like, sometimes when I still
like, when we met to go see Vector, I had to manually be like, okay, Michael.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
Daniel.
I was like that too when I first met Dan and Michael. I was like, DJ Deadeye, Dan Michael. Okay, I gotta do this.
So this is probably where we should transition into the Florida trip.
Okay.
So we had known we had known Alex for a while, GPM. We had known him for a while. And we were like, we found out we both, all three of us lived in Ohio, because as it turns out, everybody on the internet lives in Ohio. This is a universal content.
It's so fucking weird.
This is a universal constant, and I don't know why. You go into any internet community, no matter how small, the majority of people are going to be from Ohio for some reason.
It's so weird.
It's very weird. But we found out he only lived like an hour away, like an hour and a half away from us. And so
Columbus, well, it's more like 3 hours away from.
It was a 2.5 hour drive.
It was okay. But
yeah, it was.
We found he didn't live that far away from us, and we were going to, you know, we wanted to hang out. That didn't go through, and then. This was right when, to put a time stamp on this, this was right when the Wizarding World of Harry Potter opened up at Universal Studios Florida.
To put a year on it, this was like middle 2012, so like right when I graduated high school was the plan. Is this was going to be my like graduation trip, pretty much.
So we decided, you know, we all wanted to go, we wanted to go down there, but like me and Michael, we didn't have anybody who could go with us, and we were like, screw it, let's do a road trip.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Now, as you can imagine, I'm like, you know, 15, 16 at this time.
Were you 16?
No, because this is 2012,
Right? Oh no! Wait, yeah, I was like 17.
Yeah, I was. I'm 5 years. I'm fucking older than you, Daniel. That still like surprises me.
Barely,
but still. I was like,
but
I'm older.
Yeah, I'm like 17. Yeah. You know,
I'm 18.
Michael's like 20.
I just turned
18
in January that year.
21. Yeah. I was 21.
And what we had to do was attempt to convince our parents.
Yeah.
They go, hey, we're gonna go meet our internet friend. Alex, we are not going to use his stream name.
Yeah.
Because, hey, what does GPM stand
for? Man.
However, so considering this was still, like, you know, back in the day a little bit, parents were immediately like, no, terrible idea. You never meet people off of the internet. What if they murder you?
Yeah.
And our response to this, like, our mom was really concerned, and our response to this was, I believe verbatim, there's two of us and one of him. If anybody should be worried, it's him. To which our mom replied, fair enough.
Now, this brings us to probably one of the most awkward moments of my entire fucking life, which was GPM gives me his phone number because his parents demand to speak to me and to my parents. So,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I remember this. I want to set the scene. There, it's me in my living room standing next to my mother, and I'm saying, yes, I need you to talk to this kid who I met off the internet who I want to go on a road trip with parents and convince them that I'm not going to murder him. So I talk to GPM's parents, and they're like, hello, internet stranger, please don't murder my son. And I'm like, that's probably not going to happen.
And probably.
And no promises, okay? And then I hand the phone off to my mom, and I have to stand there and, like, listen to the most awkward conversation between two parents that has probably ever happened. It's like, they both think that the other son is going to kill their son. So they're like, hello, Mrs. Alex's mom.
Yeah, it was like a damn hostage negotiation.
It was so fucking
like,
weird.
Once you're aware that the other person isn't, like, a 35-year-old pedophile, like, you should probably put your guard down a little bit.
Oh, man. But after...
That's when they get you.
So that went well, surprisingly enough. Yeah. My mom was like, yeah, it's not a big deal. The real awkward part was, see, Daniel stayed home for the first part because I was the one who was driving. Mm-hmm. Me and Daniel both driving.
Yeah.
It was my car. And so I drove to go pick up GPM mm-hmm. at his house. And I had to drive up, and like 5 minutes before I got to his house, I was like, oh, I'm about to meet some random kid off the internet. Like every after school special said not to.
Like, you've seen pictures of me. You know I wasn't going to fucking, I wasn't going to be like 30 and like
what
fat.
What if he's a murderer?
I was catfishing you.
What if he's a drugs?
But yeah, and then so Michael pulls up to my driveway, and he comes out of the car, and he's wearing his Sweet Bro and Hella Jeff shirt, and I'm like, this is gonna be tight.
That's what you thought?
Wait, didn't he also, so one of the things that was famous about old dad stream was how much of a little bitch GPM was when it came to horror
still
games.
Kinda am, but, you know.
And so we constantly tried to get him to play horror games. And what was the specific game?
It was this mod for Doom. I don't remember what it was called. It was Nightmare something or other, but it basically involved you in a forest.
Something forest?
Yeah. There was a specific creature called the Jitter Skull, and I'm sure you could post a picture of this somewhere. It was just jump scare, like chattering skull that would like stalk you around this forest. And then jump in your face, and it fucking terrified me. And I was very scared.
So when he streamed this game for the first time, he ran into one of these Jitter Skulls, screeched at the highest frequency I've ever heard, and then just left the stream. Like, he mashed pause, and then the stream just, it was just paused for like 10 minutes while everybody in the chat was like, did he just fucking die?
Did he just get
a heart attack?
Of course, when I got GPM's phone number, the first thing I texted him was a picture of the Jitter Skull. I went so far as to print out a mask of the Jitter Skull and wear that.
You wore it when you met him.
Yeah. And,
right?
And like, I don't think I ever saw like pictures of what you guys looked like. I didn't know what to expect.
I never put pictures of me on the internet.
Turns out Michael's a fucking tiny little baby.
I was. Now I'm fucking huge, boy.
You're wide, but you know, still short.
Shut up, man.
Ooh.
The manlets will rise, okay?
Yeah, but yeah, then Michael. So yeah, Michael picks me up, and then we're just like, wow, this is awkward. And then we like, you know, we're
yeah,
just
it was really awkward.
Yeah, and they were just like talking, just like shooting shit or whatever on our way back to Columbus. And then like, so I made like a mix CD, and then I think Dan, you ended up making a mix CD for on the way.
I did
down to Florida, and it was a pretty good mix CD. But yeah, no, so we end up getting to his house. I mean, his mom or whatever, and I go to his basement, and there Dan is. He's just like, oh, hey, sup, GPM? And I'm like, sup.
If you can imagine, like, a bunch of awkward nerds meeting each other offline and realizing that, like, oh, yeah, this is offline now. You can't just, like, spam shit at each other through the internet then leave.
So they call it one of those offline meetings, right, Michael?
Yeah.
And then we all died.
So, of course, our first thought is, well, we got to make a chronicle of these adventures. Mm-hmm. And then I believe we got like some energy drinks, and then we went off to our local Taco Bell to get some
Dorito
shell tacos.
This is like just from that meme hit of that guy who did that video of like, ha at the Taco Bell, and then he did the scream bit. It was funny, and then we did it. It was funny.
Yeah,
Dorito shell tacos. The thing was Taco Bell.
Yeah, they were just mediocre. Yeah, I was really disappointed.
I was disappointed in the meme. Yeah,
it's just like, eh. So then we get to the long stretch of the fact that we had to drive all the way to Florida, and
just like
we decided that we weren't going to spend.
How long of a drive was it? By the way, was it like
19 hours?
Yeah, we went to Orlando.
So, the explicit goal here was we all wanted to go to specifically the Wizarding World of Harry Potter because hell yeah.
Yeah.
And for that explicit goal, we got a bunch of Death Eater temporary tattoos and a couple of Death Eater costumes, like Halloween costumes. And we were going to go to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter as Death Eaters.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
fucking
servants of
the Dark Lord and scare children.
We'll get to how that ended up later, but it didn't go over that well.
No, it was sort of disappointing, except for the temporary tattoos, which worked out pretty well.
Yeah, those were fucking dope as shit.
I forgot my costume, and it was like 3 hours into the drive, so we're not going to turn back and get it, and I made Daniel let me use his.
Yeah.
Because I'm the older brother.
Uh-huh.
And that's the he's still mad about it.
Well, you see, the reason why was because Dan accidentally bought a child sized one, so it was the only one that could fit you still.
Who?
Do you want fucking go? I will reach through the internet and strangle your shit.
But
okay,
yeah, while you're choking me, you know what I'm gonna be doing? I'm gonna be playing the new Legend of Zelda.
Fuck you.
Now we're on the long trek. I can't drive it this time, so it's like Michael and Dan, they're pretty much just switching on and off every few hours. And so we're just rocking out, have a good time, screaming the Proto Man. What stuff did we like see on the road? I know there was the people hanging on the truck bed, but yeah, I'll let you do this, Dan. You probably remember more.
Once we got it was either West Virginia or Kentucky.
There were a lot of mountains, I remember that.
There were a lot of mountains and a lot of Mountain Dew.
Yes.
You know, we're just driving along the highway, and it is about, you know, what, like 9 in the morning? Maybe 10?
Something like that. We left pretty early.
Early.
No, I thought it was like the afternoon, because I remember...
Yeah,
was it?
It was the afternoon around that time.
It would have been the afternoon.
Because you guys... Because Michael left early to come get me, and then you... Yeah, okay.
It wasn't particularly warm outside. Yeah. Wasn't a particularly nice day. And in the back of this truck going like 65 is just... a lady in a bikini sitting on a lawn chair in the truck bed.
Yeah.
Like you do, apparently.
Like you do, you know?
We got some decent, like, you know, view of it, and we noticed there weren't, like, there was room in the car. She was just chilling back there.
She just chose to hang in the truck bed.
Was her seat at least, like, strapped down with, like, ratchet straps? Or was she, like, bouncing all over the fucking place?
Know. She was just sitting in the back, just hanging on the highway.
No, it wasn't strapped down in the slightest.
Now, wasn't this, GPM, wasn't this, like, your first time, like, leaving
Ohio? This was my first, well, I left, like, Ohio a long time ago with my dad, but, like, this is, like, my first, like, actual road trip, like, going out anywhere. And so I was, I was having a fucking great time. I was super.
Everything was new and beautiful.
It was.
To
it,
young JPM's eyes.
Yeah, it was great.
We stopped at a random rural good old boy town, and GPM was straight freaking out when we stopped at a gas station.
Was I?
Oh yeah, I remember.
He's like, I got long, red hair. They're gonna beat me up.
Vaguely I remember that. Oh, what the fuck?
We were like actually concerned that they would think you were some like long haired hippie, and then good old boy is gonna teach you a lesson.
So you were like actually, kind of scared. Like, can we get out of here quick?
You're gonna teach me a lesson now, to cut my hair.
I have a story that you guys don't know from this.
Oh,
because
ooh,
yeah. Remember, I was the one who drove overnight because I was I'm the adult. I'm gonna be the responsible one. And so we were like screaming the Proto Man, you know, having a good old time. But eventually, it gets late. And we've been up for like, I don't know, 20 hours.
Oh, I know.
Driving
I think
straight
I know
because we didn't want to spend money. And both Daniel and GPM fall asleep and I'm driving. And I'm like, I'll take the overnight shift. You guys get some sleep. Now, what happens is we're on a highway.
I think we're in Florida around this time. Yeah.
Yeah, we were in Florida, but not quite to the hotel that we were staying at. And this was probably the most torrential downpour of my that I've ever seen while driving. And I've been up for like 22 hours. I'm basically falling asleep after having a bunch of energy drinks. But what happens is we're driving for long, long stretches. And for, I think, probably about a solid 10 seconds, I hydroplaned.
What the fuck? Really?
Yeah. I went across like 3 lanes of traffic. With absolutely no control of the car.
Oh my god.
My hands are like, I could have died in my sleep. Gripped, white knuckle. I start drifting off to one side. So what I do is I go over to the side of the road, and you guys probably remember this, where I went over to the side of the road, slowed down to about, I think, maybe 20 miles an hour, and just drove for a little bit.
Yeah, I remember that.
You guys woke up, and they're like, why are we going so slow? And I was like, oh, you know, there was some traffic. We're just speeding back up. But no, we almost died, and I never told anyone.
I woke up at that point. I'm like, huh, it's raining pretty hard. It's like, that must be why we're going so slow.
Thank you for not killing us back.
Me and Tim. When me and Tim were driving back from the Vector concert, I fell asleep for like patches of time.
Jesus.
Until I forced him to take the wheel because we went all the way out there. It was like a 5.5 hour drive, stayed for like an hour and a half concert, drove back. And then because Tim had to work the next day, and we got to, like, eventually we did get back. He got fired that same day, so it didn't fucking matter. But I fell asleep and I was just like lost time while I was driving.
Would it make me a bad friend to say, I mean, probably fucking worth it, that show was sick?
Yeah, that show was awesome.
Yes, it was.
But so after the hydroplane incident, what was really funny is this isn't completely unnecessary because we got to the hotel and it was way too early.
Oh my god, yeah. And we were just like, we called because like we were going to get there and we're just like, Michael, please, can we just pay for the early check-in? We're so tired.
And so I think we ended up spending like 50 extra bucks to check into the hotel early, and then we passed out.
But it was like it was like so fucking humid. Oh my god, I never experienced such humidity before.
It was
disgusting. we were used to, you know, Ohio, so we're used to the weather going like batshit crazy. We aren't used to it being consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it's just humid and hot as shit, you're like, oh, it'll clear up eventually.
It doesn't clear up.
It's a wet heat.
Yeah, it's not good. You just feel disgusting the entire time you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We passed out, and then I think we woke up later because we didn't have park tickets for that day because we thought we'd get in later. And so we went and got chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
That was a recurring theme.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets.
Nuggets were a recurring theme.
Hey, let me tell you about that time we played Dokapon Kingdom and made Daniel go get us Chick-fil-A.
So, for those of you who do not know what Dokapon Kingdom is, imagine that you mixed Mario Party with Final Fantasy with Rock, Paper, Scissors.
And Monopoly.
And imagine that instead of, you know, if you want to recreate the feeling of playing Dokapon Kingdom, play Monopoly with your friends. Except when you land on one of their spaces, just punch them in the face, go to their actual wallet, and take money.
That's pretty much it.
It's this game that I think it was like made and published by Atlas, or it might have been made by a different company, but it's it's a buck wild. It's like a rare ass Wii game. It's also on the PS2. You can emulate it pretty easily. Copies are kind of hard to come by, but yeah, it's
on the case. It says it is the friendship destroying game. So
that means
game.
You know you're in for a good ass fucking time.
Whoa. When's Dokapon retarding?
God, that would.
You, I'm not sure I don't think it would work. Yeah. I don't think you can. But so we were playing the game, going around. You know, your goal is to go around this map, fighting monsters, leveling up, and taking over these towns make a shit ton of money.
So there's a preface to this story. Earlier, I forgot my Wii sensor bar, so we end up making going to a GameStop that's inside some mall, and then I think later on I end up finding my fucking sensor bar anyway.
We had an
extra sensor. You guys sent me out for an hour and a half to 2 hours trying to hunt this thing down in, you know, blistering bullshit heat. So I was pissed, and I was going to take it out on them.
This is before any of us had smartphones. Like, this was before...
Like, there were smartphones, but they weren't that good. Like, I had a shitty Windows phone, so I couldn't really do a whole lot with that.
So we had no GPS, like, nothing.
No 4G.
We used fucking, like, MapQuest directions to get to this place.
Yeah, but, like, MapQuest directions written out, and you guys wrote them wrong.
Shut up.
So then we get back. I get back, and they're just playing, like, Mario 3 or something.
What? I don't remember.
They're just like, we didn't really need the Wii sensor bar or anything. I'm just like, no, fuck you guys, stop that right now. We're playing some Dokapon.
Dokapon was bad.
So
it was bad.
What you can do in that game is the combat is based around a basic rock, paper, scissors. You can fight each other, or you can fight just monsters when you land on, you know, like you land on the same space as one of your friends and you get into a fight. In a normal, reasonable game, you would just, like, knock them out for a turn or something.
Mm-hmm.
No.
This is not a normal, reasonable game. If you kill somebody in this, and the game is long, if you play the story, it is long.
I've still never
been we've never finished a game.
You kill somebody in Dokapon, they're out for, like, 3 to 4 turns, and you can just straight up, like, steal their main weapon so they can't fight anything. You get to ruin people. You, like, it's brutal. And... So, there was a big old quest in the story where you needed to get a specific item and bring it back to the king at the castle. And of course, knowing how fucked this game is, you don't just get the item and then the quest ends. No, you have to get the item and then roll the dice all the way to land on the space of the castle. And only one person can complete the quest. And there's three of us.
And shit gets real. I'm playing as a thief, and the thief ability lets you steal an item if you just walk over them. So I'm constantly just like taking this item from Dan, but we keep going back and forth, taking this fucking thing from each other.
So the way that the actual combat works is that you've got attack, magic, and strike, and the defense has defend, counter, and some sort of magic defense. Mm-hmm. It works basically as you would expect. Defending reduces the damage of an incoming physical attack. You use a magic attack to do some magic damage, and you use the magic defense to reduce the incoming magic attack. And you've got level ups and stats that you can put things in, but the real spice, the real kicker, is the strike ability, which deals insane amounts of damage, will kill most people even through defense. However, no matter how overleveled the person that you're fighting is, like, you could be level 1 and they could be level, like, 30. If you counter their strike, they die. Yeah. So, but using counter means that you just take full damage from whatever regular attack they use on you. So usually using counter gets you killed. However, both of them wanted to steal this item from me. I had the item. They both wanted to steal the item from me. We get into a fight. First up, it's Michael. He comes in. He goes, all right. Like, you know, no matter what happened, really, I was pretty much screwed. He just had to go for the strike, but he was like, you know, if he didn't kill me on that turn, then, you know, GGM might have been able to swoop in and kill me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just counter. He strikes. He gets super pissed because it wasn't the right thing to do.
It was bullshit. There's
and he rants
no
for like 15 minutes.
No way.
And I'm laughing my ass off like, haha, this is what you get. Read you like a fucking book. And Alex is like, don't worry. you're like, I'll avenge you. And he comes up to me. He's like, there's no way he'll expect that we'll have strike. We'll both use strike counter. And now they're both screaming at me, and I've got this huge ass smug grin on my face, like, man, maybe I should get better at this game, huh?
Out fucking played.
Outplayed.
Yeah, but we got out the last skilled. Fucking laugh because we they made get you go so buy salty. Us chicken nuggets. Yeah.
They get so salty. I'm like, all right, guys, let's keep playing. They're like, I don't want to play anymore. Yeah. We're done for tonight. It's like, go get us Chick-fil-A.
Yes. I've never had so much Chick-fil-A over the course of a week.
Oh, God. It was too much Chick-fil-A.
But it was so good.
They didn't even want to come with me. They didn't want to be in the same car. Well, yeah, they gave me their orders.
Air conditioning. We didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
They gave me their orders and they sent me out solo, and I'm just sitting there. I'm just driving there like, ha ha ha, grinning the whole way back. Just dropped the Chick-fil-A at their feet. Just like, here, take it. I've already won. Do what you must.
That reminds me, wasn't that the first time that you ever had sushi? Like, we went out to that nice restaurant?
Yeah, I think you're right. Or, like, I had, like, a good, like, high-quality sushi. Or maybe it was the first.
And you got
the
violently
thing is,
ill.
We went to that restaurant, it was kind of expensive, and the sushi was really good. But then, after we were done, Jib was like, I'm still hungry. So we went to Chick-fil-A and got more nuggets.
I remember, like,
we had two dinners.
I remember we went to this place, and I was like, oh, I've never been at a real Japanese restaurant before. I don't want to sip in my miso. And they're like, no, you just fucking down that shit, dog. I remember.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, there's no spoon for the miso soup. You just use the bowl.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, this is too fucking weird for me. But,
you drink it like fucking Goku?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
just like your Japanese anime.
Yeah.
Whew. So, onto the park itself, which was banging. Universal Studios sponsor us. This place is
speaking of banging. I still got pictures of me at this page, and man, I used to look fucking banging. Just thought I'd get that notice.
Like,
you need to listen to Swole Quest and get fit, bruh.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Anyway, get on about.
Wow.
Wow. He's making those streamer bucks. Like, he doesn't have to get fit.
We really wanted to go to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter because it was awesome.
Yeah. Oh no, yeah.
Like, the place was set up. It looks so spot on,
like,
with the movies and the books and everything. We got butter beer. It was so good.
And, like, I wasn't even really into Harry Potter, so I was like, oh yeah, that sounds cool. But man, it was fucking legit.
I was.
Remember that time?
I was the one who was secretly into it.
Yeah. Remember when we got to get our Shrek picture taken, but it was like $20 to get it, and we were just like, nah.
Didn't you stealth a camera?
I think I did. Yeah, I tried to. Yeah. Here, let me go to my old Facebook and see if I can find some pictures from this trip.
We got one of the guys in the SpongeBob parade to pantomime the my leg.
Oh, I remember that's that. Fucking right.
My leg.
We're like, come on,
it was great.
Oh yeah, that was right. That was
and he just like
parade.
Goes down and like starts gripping his leg, and we're just like, yeah, place is awesome, but. So, Michael was the only one who got to do it. The rest of us got the temporary tattoos of the Dark Mark from Harry Potter, which identifies you as the underlings of Lord Voldemort. And people start noticing. We start like, you know, you see one of those kids who's like decked out with like the wizard hat and everything, and you just kind of like
you flash
twist your arm
mark.
A little bit, and they're just, oh shit.
Now, you have to have some context because this, if you guys haven't been to, like, these Universal parks, like, they do this shit legit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a normal theme park. Like, the Harry Potter section is completely in character. Like, all the stores, they're all in character. So, like, they treat it like it's real. So we walk into, like, the candy place with a Dark Mark and they're, like, they act scared.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it was so cool. I mean, they still make you pay full price.
But yeah, Michael was in the full get. It was like, the Dark Lord has need of these.
Okay, okay.
And then he and they're like a handful of Snickers.
Yeah.
And they're like, we have need of full payment.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Walk out.
All right, I'm gonna
we went to the...
I'm gonna drop a picture here that you can maybe put in the show notes of probably my favorite picture.
Oh, God, that's me looking stoned. I was so small.
You are so small.
No, I'm big now. Stop bullying me.
We went to the wand shop. Like where you get the where you get your wand picked out for you. What's the place called, Michael? Lore expert?
Ollivanders.
Yeah.
Ollivanders. Yeah. We went into there as a bunch of Death Eaters.
Well, no, no. Yeah, see, so good. Michael had his outfit on, but he pussyfooted at the last second because he didn't want to be a dick to all the kids and everything, and he knew it wasn't really going to get him anything.
They wouldn't let you wear the mask, is the thing. Like,
oh,
they
was
won't
that
let
it?
You cover your face. Yeah.
Oh, here, I have
we wanted to have, like,
which
the
is
mask.
Reasonable.
I got a picture of Michael wearing that outfit while we're in line. And there it is.
Wow, you did.
Yeah.
Holy shit, this is a blast from the past. Look at Look at that stubble. That's bad.
So, and imagine wearing that black outfit while it's fucking like Florida heat. You power it through.
It was bad. But we do all this shit, and all of the people who are working at the theme park, they're digging it. Like, because I'm pretty sure we were the only people at the park at that moment in time who were rocking dark marks. And just so all of the staff were hamming it up for it. It was great. Mm-hmm. But we do all of this shit, and this was well before me or GPM had ever been to, like, Cedar Point or anything like that. We were both terrified of roller coasters.
Yeah.
I know,
Michael really liked roller coasters. Still does. So there's a roller coaster in the Harry Potter park, like the Dueling Dragons one.
Fuck.
And Michael says, he comes up to us and goes, hey guys, come on, let's go ride this roller coaster. And we're like, I don't know about roller coasters.
I'm like super about like fucking roller coasters now. I'm like, I ride everything at Cedar Point now. But around this time, like, I still haven't ridden really anything. So I'm pretty spooky. And Michael's like, yeah, no, it's not that bad.
Now,
like, yeah, it's an easy one.
Because before this trip happened, I was the one who bought the tickets in advance on the internet for everybody. And I said, guys, it's a theme park. Like, there's rides. Like, that's why you want to go. Like, you want to ride the roller coasters. Everyone was like, yeah, Michael, that sounds really fun. Let's go do that. So then when we get there, I'm like, okay, time to ride the roller coasters. They're like, I don't know. I don't really know if I want to ride the roller coasters. Like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
So,
is this the same park that had the Marvel section?
Yes. Yeah.
And they
we'll
go on the
okay, see, I went to this park.
We'll get some
I've been to this park. It was before the Harry Potter stuff.
Yeah.
So, Michael tells us, don't worry, we're in the Harry Potter section. You know, it's like a really popular kids series. So any roller coaster that they have here is going to be really light and easy, right? And it's like, look, there's some kids in the line right there. Like, okay. So, and you can't see the roller coaster
like
from
a
line.
Because
it's all in character. The line is in like this big cave. They don't let you see anything. And we wait there for like two hours.
It was ridiculous. It was such a long
And Michael doesn't let it slip at all. And then we get up onto the roller coaster.
No, it's like
and
we
it's, like,
start
hanging.
Hearing the screaming.
And we're like, huh, that's a bit more intense than I would have thought. And then but we don't really question it until we get up to the line and we see it's one of those ones just like hanging from the
it's fine.
Like, you know, one of the suspended ones, and we sit in and we strap it in and we go, this isn't that bad, right, Michael? And as soon as we get the click, he turns to us and goes, I lied. This is the most intense roller coaster on the theme park.
Scream what? And then we get shot off.
Yeah, we start ticking up and we're just yelling at Michael, you son of a bitch, how could you do this to us? And then at some point we just settled in and we're like, all right. This is our life now.
We might as well do a dubstep drop. Oh, I forgot about the dubstep drop.
That's right.
This was when dubstep was the hottest meme, and there's just one really garbage track.
The triple X rated.
Expert, the highly exalted. Yeah, and we just did that whole thing right up to the drop until I'm XXX, bitch,
triple X,
and then it drops.
Buckle up,
and we die.
And we had no idea what this thing was like, and you go down the first hill, and it immediately goes into a loop, and we're just, oh, fuck. But My fear of roller coasters was based on a previous family excursion to Disneyland.
That,
And like, when the first time I went on like a legitimate roller coaster, it like killed my stomach. Like, it felt bad. It hurt. And so when we go up this loop, and instead of, I just felt like I was flying. Instead, I'm like, oh shit, This is fun.
Yeah.
And see, I knew this. I knew that if you stop being a little bitch, you'll actually enjoy it. So I plotted and I planned to get them to ride this.
Connived.
And then off of the high,
I was smug as fuck.
Off of that adrenaline high, we were just like, all right, you know how we bitched out on the Hulk one yesterday?
Yeah.
Let's go over there now.
And the Hulk was pretty fun, although watching that cartoon for like an hour got really tiring after a while.
God.
Oh, remember when we rode...
I was young when I went to Universal. I was like 12. I think I bitched out on the Hulk one because it was a 4.5 hour wait.
Yeah.
It was so
long. And I'm
so
like,
long.
I'm going to ride the X-Men ride about 15 times with my little brother.
When we, remember when we went on Brendan Fraser's Mummy experience?
I love that one, though.
Did you go to the Men in Black ride? Because that was the objective best
that
one.
That one was pretty
silly.
Dude,
we were beats to that.
Because you had like little guns and you shot and like you did like an FB, you did a whole fucking training thing.
Were three of us and we're all a bunch of nerd video game streamers and players up against, and it's like competitive, like you get all these, you get these little light guns, like the like little laser tag guns, and you shoot at aliens and then they give you scores. We demolished the competition. It wasn't even close.
Oh, I'm about to post a picture in here that you all are gonna fucking remember everything now.
Shrek 4D
was the fucking dumbest experience I've ever had. They sit you down in a theater.
It was so bad.
And they like they expect everybody to be wearing shorts, so they like blast like air at your legs and it's like, "Oh, it's spiders coming at you." It was dumb.
But we were just wearing like jeans and shit.
Well,
so
I had shorts. I was the one who had shorts. No, you guys had shorts.
We rode the Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the Jurassic.
Dude, the Jurassic Park one, that, looking at that, scared the shit out of me.
Yeah,
because
I didn't
of
expect
that
one to be that bad, but then I was like, oh, we're about to fall into this T-Rex, and then we did the triple X.
Yeah, the... No, for that one, we just shouted, yo, Skrill, drop it hard.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I remember that one.
There was a constant of any time we rode a ride, we just did a different shitty dubstep drop.
Well, it's because you
right
had all those
the...
dubstep songs on that mix CD.
I didn't.
And it rained every single day, so we had to leave the park early most of the time.
Yeah. So I don't remember what day the whole Marvel incident happened with that one kid.
Oh, Marvel kid?
Yeah, Marvel kid.
Oh god, Marvel kid.
So, you tell Dan.
No, you can take this one.
So we're like walking through the Marvel park cuz like we just got done with doing some shit. I don't remember what else we did during the day. But
maybe
like
ate candy.
We had pretty much candy.
We tried not to get kicked out of the food court for not buying multiple passes.
Oh, that's right. We tried to cheat that. I think we did.
We did, and we were super paranoid about it.
Yeah. But so yeah, we ate food or whatever, and then we're just walking around the Marvel area, and it starts to like calm down pretty hard. So we kind of like take cover in one of the Marvel stores, and we're just standing next to this kid, who was like, he was probably like 14, 15, whatever. I don't know, and like. He just starts, like, just talking, like, at us, sort of? He just starts talking.
In our general direction.
It was, we had to take cover from the rain, and we were stuck under this overpass. It was raining like crazy, and we were underneath some building, like, near the food court, and this kid just, like, he sees us, and, like, he's with his friends, or maybe by himself, and we're over here, like, you know, we're doing the banter.
Yeah.
We're cracking wise, you know, making some jokes, and he's like, "Oh, I want to be."
And he's like,
"I want to be one
he's
of
like,
the cool
what
kids."
What do you think would happen if the lightning struck the ride? I don't know.
Like, wouldn't it be weird? Oh, like, wouldn't it be funny if lightning struck the ride and like the people died?
We're like, what?
As a joke? Haha.
What? This kid just kept going on, and to this day, this is the image of that kid's face that I think of whenever like. I mean, a Twitch chat or something, and somebody makes just like some really not funny, edgy joke for the sake of being edgy. I just remember the look on that kid's face of like, please notice me.
Yeah.
Please laugh.
Please clap.
Please clap. Yeah, that was.
We actually decided to just sprint through the rain, getting completely drenched
from him
instead of sitting next to that
We're
kid
like,
for
we
another
just
like,
wanna,
10
we
minutes.
We just want to go. I think that was like near the end of our day, too. That day.
Yeah. Now, GPM, I need you to tell the story if you'd like about when we left the park because we had 2 days at Universal and 1 day at Splat. I don't remember the name. It's a water park.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Are you talking about when we left the water park?
No, I'm talking about when we got to the water park. and I said, hey, GPM, remember? I got these tickets for the water park. Like, and you're like, yeah, Michael, well, that sounds fun. And then we get to the park,
Michael, I have something to tell you. I can't swim.
I look. And I say, GPM, this is a water park. You can't say that.
We asked him genuinely, like, are you serious? Was this an attempt at a joke? We're already, like, at the gate. He's got his swim trunks on and everything. We're like, you waited until now to tell us.
I didn't want
to
ruin everybody's
Oh, yeah, by
fun.
The way, I can't swim.
I saw it. We still had a good time. We didn't.
No, yeah, we All forced right. you on this
Can
ride.
Can you explain to me? Can you explain to me how you don't know how to swim? You just like flail your arms around and eventually you find out like, oh, hey,
okay,
this works.
My mom,
right? Isn't that
my
swimming?
My mom tried to take me to the YMCA a couple times, but I don't know. We just never kept going. Also, I had.
Wait, can you swim at this point?
No, I still can't.
What the fuck?
Come on, man.
You've had like 5 years.
Pushing my hands down keeps my head up from fucking drowning. Golly gee, I guess it doesn't take much to be a streamer.
You heard it here first, folks. If you need to know GPM's weakness, just toss him in the pool.
Just toss me into a small body of water. There you go. You'll get my Twitch channel. That's how it works.
But you still had fun at the park because you don't actually need to swim.
No, yeah, absolutely. Like I was still like a little scared of like tube rides and stuff because I had a really shitty experience with one where I almost drowned in one. But, like, you know, you guys were just like, oh, let's go down this disco one. It was fun. I still had a good time. And then we got barbecue, and then it rained. And we left.
Yeah. The barbecue was bad. Yeah. It was such a bad
Michael
decision.
Was like, hey, why don't we get this all-you-can-eat barbecue? And then the barbecue
oh,
was
God.
Like, yeah, it was cheap, but there was, like, nobody there, and it was, like, a lot of the food was gone, and the food that was there wasn't that great, and it started to rain anyway, so, like, you spent this money for, like, nothing.
Yeah, it was like $15 for all you could eat, and I was like, "We'll do this. We'll go eat there for lunch, and then we'll go enjoy the park more, and then we'll eat there for dinner, and it'll be like we saved money."
And then they
Except
closed
it started
the park.
To rain, so we had to leave, and they closed the park
because it started to light. There was lightning and like, shit.
It was like the first taste of the disappointment that is real life.
Yeah.
What else happened? Like, I know there's more awkward things that happened.
Oh no! Yeah. The thing that stood out the most was if you meet people over the internet, you will find, unless you are horrifically socially awkward, referring to people by their handle to their face, you just go, like, we would go, hey, GPM.
Alex.
Yeah.
Alex.
You're like, I don't actually, because you're like, I don't actually want to call you, like, Alex, but at the same time, like having the words the words GPM leave your lips is just like wow, I'm a fucking nerd. Like,
yeah
remember
no.
the numbers.
It
like
was
hello
so,
Deadeye
was
to
so
us.
Bad. But at the end of that we were just like, yeah, Alex.
Yeah, we got used to it.
Don't use handles in real life. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's as obnoxious as people who actually say out loud the word lol.
Oh God!
I've never done that. I've never done that in my life. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I don't have anything to hide. I just told a story about how I nearly killed GPM and my own brother in a fucking hydroplaning incident. Like, I'm
oh yeah.
hiding
so,
nothing.
Speaking of almost getting killed, on the whole trip back, because of course. That was the other thing that our parents were concerned about. They were like, wait, so you're going to do you're going to go like 19 hours straight.
Yeah.
And you two are the only people who can drive.
Yeah.
It was all right.
And GPM spent like, what, $12 on strawberry lemonade?
The Red Robin.
We went to a Red Robin. He got like five of those strawberry lemonade
things.
They're
fucking tasty, dog. What can I say?
You kept paying for refills. The refills weren't free.
I think I forgot that the fact that the refills weren't free.
So we got the check and his is like $20 and mine's like $10 because he got like, it's strawberry lemonade X5.
Oh God.
It matches his strawberry hair.
God, I guess I should like also note like... right around this, right before the trip happened or whatever, I was with somebody at the time, and this girl like was so upset that I was going to Florida and like I wasn't gonna be with her for a week, and like she found out like a week before like this was gonna happen or whatever. It was like a couple weeks before I graduated or whatever, because like after I graduated, the next day like we were just fucking out of there, and like this girl was just she was so upset. She like bawled in front of like her family and her grandparents that I was going to be gone for like a week and could not handle it. So I was like,
wow, that seems healthy.
So I was like, all right, we're done with this. Sorry. And then I had the freedom of Florida.
You can't handle me at my worst. You don't deserve me at my best.
Yeah, and then
that's how it goes, right?
And then I had these two sexy brothers to keep me company for the whole week. And it was,
oh, Jesus. Okay. No, yeah, that's another thing. This is the gayest shit that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
So, they fucked up our room.
Yeah.
We were at a Marriott. They fucked up our room. Oh, I think they just took one look at us. Now they took one look at us and went, all right, I see what's going on here. Wink. And so, like, we want to be a little progressive. We want to be accepting of your weird open relationship that you clearly have going on. And we ordered a room with, you know, two twin beds and a pull-out couch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right? What we got instead were two king beds.
Yeah.
Or two queens, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And there was no room in the room for a couch. And we were like, can we get a real room? And they said, no. Like, but we paid for a real room. And they said, fuck you.
Like, you so can upgrade we had for to... another $100 a night.
Nah, I'm
and
good.
So
nah.
We had to do the most awkward thing. We're like, no, don't worry, Mom and Dad. We're just, like, oh, we've already got the room set up and everything.
I've never told my parents this, by the way.
We literally went from, I have just met you today,
now we're
to,
sleeping together.
All right, we gotta bite the bullet. One of us has to be in the exact same bed as the dude we know on the
and
internet.
And I knew you guys were talking
we just
about
met
this,
today.
So I was fucking playing it up and fucking with you guys, because I thought
he was playing it up so hard.
It was more
okay,
like on top
did you
of
do
the
it
shoulder?
Back to back or horizontal?
You were a piece of shit.
I think it was
no,
more
you
up to down. Oh,
like my brothers, when we went to Florida, there was three brothers and we had two rooms or we had two beds. So like one of us would just lay sideways and it was like think of a bed. Okay, it's like a rectangle. And you got like the long side and you just sleep fucking.
There's a big difference between three brothers sharing a room and two brothers at some point
from the
internet. Like, I'm pretty sure at one point GPM gave me a haha joking back rub that lasted way too long. Do you remember this? Where you're like, hey, let me massage your shoulders. And I was like, haha, that's hilarious. And then you fucking,
you know,
like,
as a joke.
Shoulders, and I was like, this is really fucking awkward. Please stop.
And I'm over here like laughing my ass off. It was great. But
then
on the whole trip back, I think we're exhausted. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember driving back at all.
I do, because we get back to, like, because we have to drop him off and then drive back home. So that's an extra, you know, like, we've got an extra, you know,
6 hours.
5 hours for us. Our goal was to get home before the sun rose the next day. However, that didn't happen because, let me tell you, like, this is an entire thing. Let me tell you about why I fucking hate Toledo. So, we get in at like 2 in the morning, or like 1 in the morning, to fucking Toledo, and we're using a shitty GPS that is not like up to date.
Yeah.
And so we drop him off and we're like, okay, let's get home.
Toledo, being the wonderful city it's always under construction.
The on-ramp that we needed to get onto was closed. We had no idea how to get onto the highway any other way. And it's like 2 in the morning. We're in a city that we have never been in, and the roads are fucked.
And we've been up for
nothing
like 20
in that hours. City. Nothing in that city makes sense. There's like 5-way intersections, which no, yeah,
no,
they're
yeah,
set
they
up like a star.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Imagine, like, what? A star, and then it's just like, a center.
It's like Satan.
And you're not sure.
Oh, you're talking about Warner's Corner. Okay, yeah, that place is fucked. They made that
it's
place
so
better.
Well, no, it has a name.
Yeah.
He just mentioned it's a five-way intersection, and GPM's like, oh, yeah, that fucking place.
They added more lanes into that recently.
We go through there, and we just need to find a gas station that's open so that we can ask for directions. And we eventually, after like 30 minutes of searching, find a gas station. And Michael's dead at this point, so I'm like, don't worry, I'll go in and get directions, because I'm the one driving at this point. I'll go in and get directions, don't worry. And I walk in, and there's a lady who looks like she has done about 10 people's lifetimes worth of meth. Like, she got a lifetime supply, and she was just like, she took that literally. Just like, just bring it on. Just keep it coming. She had zero teeth, potentially negative teeth. And she, I'm not entirely sure that she spoke English. She was responding to my questions in English, but replying to them in Meth Addict. Which is a language, if you know it. So I'm like, excuse me, do you know how to get back onto the highway? Like, this highway that we need to get on? And like, I'm sure I'm going to get off the highway. I'm like, got the word highway there. Highway. It was like fucking... It was like the Star Fox Adventures cutscene.
You stole, I was just about to say like, that.
But with more meth.
You go, I'm like, it's 2 a.m. This is happening. I'm like, do you have any paper? Could you write down these directions for me? No paper. I'm like, okay. All right, then. Thank you for your time. I get back into the car, and Michael haplessly goes, so how are you going? I'm like, we don't have any directions. We're winging it. Let's go. Don't worry.
I think it took us an extra, like, 2.5 hours to get back onto
it
the highway.
It took us, like, an hour and a half to find an exit onto the highway, because our GPS was useless.
Honestly, it's really, from where you guys were, it really wasn't that. You were about, like, 5 minutes away from, like, an actual way to get back onto 75.
But it's pitch black. And we had no idea where the next on-ramp was.
I know where the area you got were trying to get on was close. It was Douglas. It was that fucking thin-ass road.
The thing is that we found another entrance onto 75. Mm. That was the road, right?
Yeah.
We found another entrance onto 75, but that entrance was closed too.
Mm. Yeah. That...
Like, it was this whole section that was closed down, so we had to go down a couple of miles to find the entrance onto it. And we couldn't get onto any of the, like, connecting streets because we had no idea which ones those were.
Yeah, I think that's when they started.
We just knew we have to get on 75 South. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, we need to keep going until we find an on-ramp on the 75 South. Like, our GPS is useless.
Now, what I want to ask is, to GPM specifically, because I know when we got home, the air around our house with our parents was sort of like, don't ask, don't tell. Like, did you have fun? It was like, did you have fun? We're not going to ask. Like, I assumed they just thought we were, like, shooting up pot needles or, you know, whatever illicit shit, because they didn't ask about the trip at all.
No.
It was kind of just like, that's a thing that you fucking kids just did. What was it like at your house?
Oh, it was pretty chill with my parents. They asked me how it went, what I did. They wanted to see pictures. My dad was like, you didn't do any drinking, did you? I was like, no, papa. He's like, I'm good.
Wait, is this just like the Toledo accent? Wait, were they not actually speaking meth, but instead speaking Toledo? Because that sounds startlingly like the lady at the gas station.
But no, yeah, it was pretty alright with my parents. They didn't really make a huff a fuff.
I'm surprised because it was a very awkward... Like, the fucked up thing about our house was very awkward.
The fucked up thing is that we got back to our house, like, we got back to the on-ramp to get to our house, and it was, like, you know, 7:30, maybe 8, and we actually passed our dad going to work.
It managed to time up
perfectly that we got off of the highway on the exact time that he got onto the highway to go to work, and he, like, like, I saw his face in the car, and he, like, looked at us like, wait, seriously?
There go the prodigal sons.
Yeah, and we got home, went right when the sun was starting to come up.
And then you never saw him again.
Or, like, right as it was, like, getting right up there. So, getting home after being up for, like, 24 hours while the sun is out, feels weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I never saw these guys until... when was the next time I saw
you? Right before... you might have hung out with Daniel, but yeah. I didn't see you again until right before I left for Japan when we went to Cedar Point.
Oh, yeah. What a good time. I missed Cedar Point.
That was good.
Yeah.
I think I have a picture of that.
Yeah, I've got a picture.
All of my other interactions with Alex have involved ridiculous bullshit happening.
Yeah, anytime...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. When was the next time we hung out?
That's probably an entirely different podcast, right there.
Oh, God. Yeah. We'll have to talk about that on another episode, yeah, because that's a fucking...
That needs to be a sequel. Yeah. A squeakquel.
Squeakquel.
Because the various adventures of me going with Alex to anime conventions...
No, is it a bad
A couple of these
reason?
Have happened.
The last one was okay, though.
For some reason, they always end with seeing horrifying shit, me turning to you and saying, Alex, why did you send me here again? You saying, I didn't think it would be this bad this time, and then us going to go get chicken nuggets.
It happens in that order
every time.
Our friendship is bonded over suffering.
When are you going to visit me in Japan, JPM?
Give me money. Listen, taxes are about to fuck me big.
Streamer money to use.
Dude, you need to just be like, hey guys, I'll take you to Comic-Con, man. It'll be cool.
God, I'd love to go.
Yeah, do it for the stream.
Do it for the stream. Get like a... try to patch up ties with live stream. It's like a news broadcast.
You know what, though, guys? You know what my favorite part, the real meaning behind the trip was the friends we made along the way.
God fucking damn it.
And then you cut out right there.
Outro time. Hey, good friend, best friend, GPM, where can the fine people find you if they want to see some top quality Twitch video game streaming entertainment on the platform twitch.tv?
Well, my good friend, you can find me at twitch.tv/or/ I don't think it really matters, twitch.tv/GEE.PM, or you can find archives of my live streams and highlights just by searching GEEPM on YouTube and search for my main channel and the Full Flex channel, where you can find full broadcast recordings of my previous broadcasts.
And be sure to follow him on Twitter, like, favorite, and subscribe, retweet for more, and subscribe on the Twitch channels.
Yes, do all of those things. My Twitter handle is... Smash that motherfucking like button at GEEFRODO on Twitter.
And you can find the podcast at Pod Quack. You can find it at Let Me Tell You PD. And there's also a Discord in the episode description here where you can find us shit posting on a daily basis. It's pretty great.
It's a good time.
Also, watch Revival because it's really good and it's really fun.
Yeah.
Also, because for some reason the fans want it? It's weird. Maybe a Patreon is coming through the channels in the works.
If you want to escape this bullshit, come join me in the anime and lifting part of the Discord.
All right, so we good?
We Gucci Mane.
Yeah.